The shift change will affect 1,371 jobs. Brian Harger is a researcher with the Northern Illinois University Center for Governmental Studies. He predicts the economic impact of the decision will be felt, but also expects laid-off workers to be in hot demand. It's not the first time Chrysler scaled back operations in Belvidere. More than a decade ago, Harger ran an impact analysis on what cutting third-shift operations would mean to the Northern Illinois economy.
And we got fairly, at that time, fairly in-depth on that, looking at not just the plant, but also the dedicated suppliers. And there's about six or eight of them that are located there specifically to serve Chrysler. That situation is the same now. They're different suppliers, different companies, but it's still the same concept. And so beyond the 1,300 jobs you're going to lose on that third shift, the most other immediate impact you'll find is on those direct suppliers. So that will probably be the next story of hours being cut at the suppliers, overtime being eliminated, and eventually jobs being eliminated.
Can you give me an example of the types of suppliers we're talking about?
Hauling contractors, hauling finished cars, also suppliers of sub-assemblies or components like doors, tires, chassis parts, and so forth. Generally, the auto manufacturer wants to have those key suppliers close to them so that they can deliver almost immediately to the plant based on the day's production.
So you've got, when you look through the impact, you see the direct, the actual jobs that you're talking about, the 1,300 jobs.
Yes.
The indirect, which would be the suppliers and the vendors.
That within the, the indirect ones, which are about 1,300, a lot of those would probably be in those key suppliers. Not all of them, but most of them, I would think.
So when it's reported or announced from the company, 1,300 jobs, you can double that, essentially, on an economic impact.
In this one, you can, because really the jobs impact here is very critical, because we're talking about high-paid, high-value jobs. So what we call the impact, the multiplication of that is a lot higher. Auto industry jobs are some of the highest paying in the region, so very high value added product as well. And the other part of that, which plays out over time too, is each of those employees has a fairly high disposable income. And, you know, obviously they lose their job or they get transferred to another plant, that income leaves the area.
As you look at the amount of money that will be lost, what estimates are you seeing as far as the overall economic impact of cutting this third shift?
We're estimating, all told, this is probably a loss of about $466 million in lost GDP. That represents, now that sounds like a huge figure, but it actually represents about 1.4% of the region's total GDP. So while this is a significant loss to the economy, I would not categorize it as a fatal episode by any means. That's not to say we shouldn't be concerned about it. The other side of it too is that this is going on at a time when I think the regional economy is a lot stronger and the regional job market is a lot stronger than it was in 2006. Or in 2009 when the plant and the company were in serious trouble. I understand today that from reading a press report that there was a company called, I believe it's Thompson up in McHenry County, that's trying to hire 50 employees, and the president of the company was very anxious to see if he could pick up some of those people that were being laid off from Chrysler. We also have a fairly robust aerospace industry in the Rockford area. We have five tier one suppliers to the aerospace industry. And a lot of the skill sets of auto workers compare pretty favorably to workers in the aerospace industry. So it's probable that some of those people will get absorbed there eventually.
Where do you see as the role of this information now?
I think it's important for the general public to understand what's going on in the economy. And when they read articles like this that say 1,300 jobs, that the impact is often a lot more than just the headline, what the headline says about the numbers of jobs. It's also about losing income. It's going to impact the number of businesses across a whole range of industries that we wouldn't normally think of.
Just to go through, we talked about some of the induced impacts. Mm-hmm. Real estate makes sense, restaurants, places like stores, retail stores. It also talks about hospitals and physicians.
Well, that's there again. Healthcare spending is a fairly significant part of consumer spending. So, yes, I mean, if you, you've lost your job and you're having to be more careful about what you spend, obviously you're going to be a lot more hesitant to take care of healthcare issues unless it's something really pressing. That is one area that usually shows up as one being heavily impacted. And, of course, there's a whole range of retail. Any discretionary spending, as you know, if you lose your job or your hours get cut back, that discretionary spending usually gets put on hold. You only spend what you have to.